And joining us this morning from the Colorado Springs Office of Emergency Management, our monthly visit, Gordon Brenner.
That's right.
Not enough coffee yet, Gordon. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both.
It's great to see you. And of course, it's something, you know, I think that a lot of folks, especially if you've lived here for a long time, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, wildfire danger. It used to be just be in the summers, right? Well, in my mind it was growing up here, but now it's year round.
Well, it seemed to be, but and I experienced this a few years ago. I needed to do some painting on the outside of my house in January. My wife said, how are you going to do that? I said, trust me, it'll warm up. And it did for a couple weeks, and that's pretty normal. But wildfire season really is year round. In the summer times, we're worried mainly about up in the national forest, and in the winter time, a lot of it's grass fires, especially east of Colorado Springs. But inside Colorado Springs, we've got some areas that have pretty large grassy areas, and those grasses dry out over the winter, and doesn't take much to get them started.
Well, and we do know that some, trying to help control some wildfires, right? And the Forest Service is trying to do some burns?
They are. You see every once in a while, and the news stations will put out an alert once they receive it from the Forest Service or other organizations. There's a couple others that do what we call controlled burns or slash pile burns, and you'll see a column of smoke go up. And the reason that that's happening on that day, wind is pretty low, there's more humidity in the air. Usually there's a lot of snow on the ground when they do that, so they can control it with some assurance. And they do that for a couple reasons. One is to reduce those piles, but also to put the carbon, the nutrients back into the soil.
Interesting. Okay. Well, and looking at the wildfire risk for all of us, you know, it seems like, and again, this is me being here a long time, it seems like winds in the winter months are just picking up and getting stronger and stronger, and those gusts as well, which is a big factor, I'm sure.
Right, and we get a lot of wind in the wintertime here. We get downslope winds in that, and it dries out the humidity here. It just takes it right down. That's why our hands get chapped and our lips and that. But also,
as I eat chapstick every morning
that's
now.
That's right. And that pulls all the moisture out of the plants too, and so that makes it even more susceptible.
And Gordon, it's just important when folks are outdoors or doing things around their house. A lot of these fires that we see are started by man.
It is. They're human caused. Sometimes it's a cigarette. Sometimes it is, if a muffler's dragging and they drive down the road and get close enough to the grasses, really that spark is all it takes.
So just be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. And even when you're grilling and stuff like that, you just need to be careful about your use of outdoor fire.
Well, that's right. And that has to do with grasses, but it also has to do with, of course, your home. You don't want to catch your house on fire, so move your grill away from your house. One of the other things I tell people, and I have this at my house, is the ornamental grasses, those big, long, beautiful things.
Oh, the big, tall. Yeah.
Boy, they dry out, and you need to cut them back as quick as you can, especially this time of year.
We know, living here, that we're going to get some more snow. It's not over yet, and it's on the way actually tomorrow.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. We do need the moisture. But how do you want people to be prepared for snow emergencies?
You know, I say this all the time. Pay attention to the local meteorologists. They're watching what's going on. National Weather Service, of course, is a great source, but the local stations have the most up-to-date information about this specific area. So pay attention to that. If you're out driving, have some blankets, some water, maybe some snacks in your car. And after the winter, remember to eat those snacks and put new ones in.
Summer. Good idea.
Because they do expire. You know, you don't want to open that up and find a icky stuff in a package.
Well, and the one thing I find interesting really quick, Mike, and we've seen State Patrol actually address this with that one trooper that does the funny videos. And, make sure you clear, because we have so many dry days, but then the snow and people are like, meep, meep, just a little, right in front of them. They don't clear the rest of the car.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, clear your windshield. I've seen people, it looks like a porthole where they're driving. And then I lived in Europe for several years, and one of the things you had to do there, you could actually get a ticket for not, is clearing all the snow off your car. And you do that so that the people behind you aren't getting a snowstorm right in their face or a big chunk of snow coming on to their windshield.
And we'll go back to the local forecast for just a couple of moments.
Sure.
Storm Tracker 13 has an app for your smartphone here at KRDO. You can download it, and when you're out and about, you can get weather when you're on the move.
Yes.
Outstanding. That's
now,
good.
Gordon, where can everybody get all this information? Because I know you guys have a website full of fantastic tips and info.
We do, and please visit our website. It's csready.org, and we have the winter banners up there right now for getting more information for the wintertime.
Perfect. Gordon,
all right.
Great
Thank you for joining
you.
Us. Yeah. City of Colorado Springs Office of Emergency Management. We'll talk to you next month. KRDO News Time, 7:42.